Yo, what up, what up? It's Best Kept.
It's Still Waters.
Repping that full circle. And you are now tuned into
King Killer,
Kurt Jean,
and E Green
on the Livest Podcast, the Hip Hop Dodgers Show. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
You know, I think part of the problem is that the world has stepped in this box and they forgot to step back out. When it comes to music, who decided that music had to be a certain way? Be a certain way. Be a certain way. Be a certain way. Be a certain way. Be a certain way.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, this is E Color, a.k.a. Sammy No Sir.
Sammy No Sir, huh?
Sammy No Sir. No bleaching. No whitening.
That's what's up.
Mr. Black No More, huh?
he is that.
No doubt. First topic on Hip Hop Digest is KRS-One says he can't make any money in the U.S., due to the lack of respect for hip-hop. KRS-One was getting interviewed, and he says the following. You can tell that the government here in Switzerland, where he happened to be getting interviewed, is leaning it toward hip-hop. It's toward the elements, breaking in the street, graffiti on the wall, people rapping. I can't make any money in the United States because the United States governmental structure does not respect hip-hop. Kirk G, is KRS-One bugging?
Well, I don't think he's bugging, but I think he's not looking at things clearly. Because in the U.S., they never fucked with hip-hop.
That's true. That's true.
Yep.
And more importantly, KRS-One is a guy who, let's not get it all messed up here. KRS-One is making money in the U.S., you know, let's be honest. KRS-One is one of the guys who has the legacy and he has the catalog that he can make money. There are other people who can make money. Maybe they're not. Somebody like Brand Nubians could probably make some money, especially overseas. But I know a couple of those guys got felonies, so they're missing out, you know. But the key thing is I'm asking you, Swervin, is Young MC getting paid good money in Japan to sing Busta Move?
He was back then, and he probably is now too, and don't give a shit.
You think
about performing in Detroit or wherever? He don't care.
I don't think Young MC getting
mad
paid.
Money to be made overseas.
No, that's true. There is, but I don't. I think that certain cats get the overseas dollar.
You saying the one hit wonders don't get that?
Well, that's the point I'm saying. I'm not dismissing of what KRS-One is saying. KRS-One, the lion's share of his money probably is from overseas touring, because when you say KRS-One in Germany or Switzerland or, you know, Manchester, you know, UK, that's gonna mean something. Now if you in Shreveport, Louisiana, KRS-One, that don't mean shit. It's just more to do with our culture than I think the governmental structure.
Yeah, so. I agree.
Indeed. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Young Thug says he would never buy a Jay-Z CD. In an interview with GQ magazine, the Atlanta rapper spoke about why hip hop is a young man's game, saying that the older MCs are not getting any love from the youth. He said that Jay-Z's age keeps himself, meaning Young Thug, from purchasing his music. He said, if you're 30 and 40 years old, you're not getting listened to by minors. Now, that's the truth. He said, I'm a 22-year-old, and I know Jay-Z has some of the sickest bars ever, but I would never buy a CD because of my age. And by the time I'm that old, I ain't going to be rapping. I ain't going to be doing what he's doing.
Damn,
I don't want to be 50 years old rapping.
Discrimination?
I'm pretty sure nobody wants to be 50 years old and rapping. I'm pretty sure Jay-Z don't want to be rapping. Words of wisdom from Young Thug.
What's my motherfucking name? Jigga.
Well, let's examine that, yo. First of all, Young Thug, he's talking about, is Young Thug going to have a 15, 20-year career?
Young Thug ain't gonna have a fucking. He might be lucky if he make it through the rest of this year.
15, 20 months.
That nigga is. He's on the clock.
Oh shit! He's already on the
he's
clock.
He's on the
and fucking
shit. Clock.
You kidding?
You know this microwave generation ain't giving a fuck about this nigga. By the time this year is over, he might be through.
So let's get into the meat of the bone, though. Let's get into the meat of the bone. The whole thing, yo. You said it, get into the meat of the bone.
Man.
Y'all missed that.
It's too early.
Anyway, he said, if you're 30, 40 years old, you're not getting listened to by minors. Now, that's the truest statement 100, Busta Rhymes. Because all this trap shit you making, it's just not helping you. Because young guys don't want to hear you, let alone see you on trap. I mean, that's just real talk, though.
Don't that shit make you want to jump?
That's just real talk. I mean, Swervin, any of your heroes doing trap?
Not that I know of.
I mean, would it, how satisfied or unsatisfied would it be if you saw Chuck D on a trap beat?
Yo, I'd probably just wig out and be like, yo, I don't know what happened. Somebody drugged him or something. I couldn't imagine that, actually.
So, let's think about LL Cool J. I know the last single that I actually seen released by a record company, LL Cool J, was called Ratchet. Now, I don't know if Mustard was on the beat. I'm just saying. I mean, LL Cool J, I mean, how did that benefit LL?
Not at all.
It's funny that you say that, because I just posted that video for Pink Cookies in a Plastic Bag yesterday, too. So
yeah, I love that record.
Other day. So I was thinking, you know, again, like, that was the LL that was dope. And now you're talking about he got a song called Ratchet. And who knows what else that album held, because I wasn't listening to it.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm just saying. So I wonder what the motivation is. Kurt G, what is the motivation? Because Young Thug is right on that one sentence about no minors is listening to you. What's the motivation?
The motivation is that the youngins is trying to do their own shit, and they ain't trying to repeat what the fuck we did.
I understand that, but what's the motivation for LL?
The old heads, right?
Yeah, the old heads. They ain't trying to repeat what we're doing. They gonna do their own shit. They gotta have their own lane.
That's for the youngins.
No, I mean,
that's for the youngins.
Killer, you talking about the?
I'm talking about the old heads
trying to be young.
Old heads trying to be young.
Yeah, what's the motivation for busting LL on trap beats?
Trying to stay relevant. That's the fucking. That's the big R.
The big R in the room?
Yeah, the big R in the room. Trying to be relevant to motherfuckers that don't give a fuck about you.
Oh, okay. So as Jay-Z lawyer, Young Thug also was saying, I'm sure Jay-Z really don't want to be rapping right now. What do you think about that, since you're his legal counsel?
Jay-Z gonna rap as long as niggas is paying for it.
Oh, is that what that is?
Hell yeah.
As long as niggas is paying for it.
If they paying, we staying.
He trying to be a Sinatra of rap, huh?
He damn right he is. That nigga trying to be in Vegas at 60, getting 100 grand a show.
Damn, he probably more than that. So, anyway, to round this whole topic out, somebody wrote in and said, this is exactly why the culture is dying. The artists are stepping into the game are not real artists. They're young, greedy, ambitious kids who are only interested in the lifestyle that comes with success in the business. This rap shit is just a means to an end. Anyone saying otherwise is either old, broke, or irrelevant. That big eye in the room. Irrelevant.
Well, I guess we
color old. Me old.
We're old and broke and irrelevant.
No so doubt.
That just covers this whole fucking room right
that's
now.
That's what's up. Dinosaur niggas, please stand up.
Call me fucking Dino.
No doubt. Indeed. Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest is rest in peace to legendary golfer Charlie Sifford, who died this past week. You know, he was the first African-American on the PGA Tour. You didn't know that, did you?
I know I didn't.
Well, he was the first African-American on the PGA Tour. I don't know if he ever golfed at Augusta, because the time he broke in, you know, Augusta was still, you know, no blacks allowed.
They still had that cotton field out back.
They did, exactly. Can you imagine Charlie Sifford pulling up and shit, and they was like, where are you going, boy? The entrance is around way around the back. And shit, and he's a professional golfer.
They was probably handing him their clubs.
Or that, too. Yeah, no doubt. But anyway, you know, he's in the World Golf Hall of Fame. He is got the Medal of Freedom from President Obama. I mean, so rest in peace, yo. Legendary. Lee Trevino called him the Jackie Robinson of the golf world. So rest in peace to that brother. Indeed. Right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Bobby Shmurda. Homecoming party has been canceled.
about a week ago.
Kenneth Montgomery, Bobby Shmurda's lawyer, confirmed that the bail agreement, which was backed by the rapper's management team and associates, have been put on hold. And we're trying to do a new bond application in the process of figuring that out. The lawyer went on to say he couldn't understand why the bail was revoked or the agreement to bail was revoked, considering the average household in Brooklyn is $44,000. He said Mr. Pollard has not shot or killed anyone, or nor was he in possession of any drugs. However, the $2 million bond and the bond result has been pulled. The court was like, we just not letting his ass out.
They're like, psych, we just playing.
So Shmurda is in there. Now, let's be honest, yo, let's study this. Is Shmurda's career at stake here, or is this going to, when he finally gets out?
He never had a career.
I was going to say, it's really a song. Start there.
He had a song.
Because I remember, I remember the infamous words when I was like, Lil Boosie might as well sell drugs in jail because he ain't getting out.
Yeah, you said
out. And he got out. And for the most part, motherfuckers is I'm assuming, get putting money in his pocket. Don't know how much music he's selling, but people put money in Boosie's pocket right now.
Oh, yeah. He's a hot commodity.
Exactly. So, Mr. Shmurda, when he gets out, you know how black folks like to celebrate folk coming home from jail.
Free T-shirts? Not free.
They ain't free.
I'm talking about free so-and-so T-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. I'm just saying. So, you know, shout out to Bobby Shmurda, yo. I see you putting it in 100 to make sure that, you know.
I thought he wasn't accepting no bails. I thought he was just going to stay in there.
I guess he thought about it and decided maybe he might want to get out for a couple of months.
So he's leaving his niggas back there.
Well, not now.
Nah.
So Swervin, what
they're
do
like
you
try to leave us?
Swervin, what do you think his management team is up to? They want to get him out of jail. They're losing out on a lot of money right now.
Yes, they are. And yeah, I'm thinking at first, like I said a couple of weeks ago, they were going to try to Tupac him up and get 100 songs out of him. But now I'm thinking they're going to Cormega him and get him to do it over the phone.
Oh wow, damn, that's preposterous.
Crazier things have happened.
Yeah, no doubt. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Turk filing his own lawsuit against Cash Money Records for $1.3 million in damages. Just after a week after Lil Wayne filed a $51 million lawsuit against Cash Money Records, the former Hot Boy rapper, is seeking $1.3 million in damages for being swindled out of his royalties. He's looking to get all of his masters, the rights to all the music that he recorded on the label. He said shady accounting on a part of Birdman and Cash Money Records is the source of Turk's discontent. Swervin, how do you get around shady or shoddy accounting tactics by Birdman? How do you get around that?
Well, he's probably not. And if he does get anything, it'll be $300,000 and that million to go to that attorney, depending on how smart that attorney is. Because Birdman clearly got his paper tight.
Yeah, his paperwork is definitely tight.
Really?
These niggas has got nothing coming.
Wow. That makes me think about a Young Thug. After all that shit he's talking, he probably ain't got paid yet.
And he getting paid off his shows. But his album sales, when you look at that contract, he's going to be like, oh, man. this ain't right.
Indeed. No doubt. So, I don't know what to say about Turk. I mean, I never, you know, forget. I mean, at that point in time, I'm still a grown man. These hot boy, these young niggas come out in crispy white tees and shit, talking about the block is hot because I got my Glock cocked and all this shit. And I'm like, nigga, you 14 and shit. It's ridiculous.
Well, but they probably did have their cocks clogged or the fuck.
That's true, because, you know, Turk did 10 years, yo. I mean, that's not a kid, right. You know. That's a long time, yo. That's that Puffy and Shine type bid, yo. That's a long time.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
good luck.
Right.
You get in line, because that nigga said, you got to sue me to get money from me.
Right, no doubt.
So I guess he's trying to get his little bit.
No doubt. This next topic is brought to us by our boy Brevard Smith, who was like saying, You know, rappers on record labels and songs, they have no business being on. And so we're going to look at the biggest elephant in the room, that Kanye West, Rihanna, and Paul McCartney song. Talking about rappers and singers and Paul McCartney, who ain't got no business fucking around with these mofos.
He said the money right. Fuck it. I'll do it.
Yeah, I know the money had to be right. There's no question about that. But clearly, he gave some examples about, you know, Big Hutch from Above the Law fucking around with Insane Clown Posse. He said Big Hutch is up there looking old and looking broke and looking irrelevant.
Damn. Damn. Triple threat.
Damn right.
So, you know, he gave that as an example. He gave an example. MERS has no business being on stage with some group. MERS has no business being on stage with some group. He's like Ill Bill. Them niggas is up there. Insane Clown Posse. Kool G Rap is another one. You know, just he said it just on and on. He gave a couple more examples of just cats way out of the lane.
Niggas need a check, B.
And I'm gonna say, I'm gonna say that, when you say Above the Law, and I know Above the Law, and we gave a nice lesson on Above the Law, as a matter of fact, when we did Ruthless Records. But yep. That being said, you know, Big Hutch, yeah, he's a legend, just like Kool G Rap is a legend. You got guys, but a legend in name is not paying the bills.
Hell no.
So, you know, on the one hand, I understand what Brevard is saying. You guys ain't got no business fucking with these nut cats. But, and I say but, you know, just like Jay, if the money is there, I'm not going to turn it down.
Man, these days, niggas ain't calling them like that.
Exactly. So, you know, I think it's different, you know, when you doing a show and Kool G Rap gets up there and he's singing maybe a couple of his hits. It's a demo. You know, shit like that, Truly Yours or whatever. You pick your favorite Kool G Rap record, MERS, you know, Big Hutch gonna do some Above the Law joints or whatever, you collect the check. You know what? I'm not mad at that. I guess, you know, if he's gonna come out and do a duet with Insane Clown Posse and looking like a jerk, I mean, I don't know.
That might be a problem.
I don't know how they're getting down. I just know this is strictly finances, you know. And I certainly do not like it. I agree with Brevard, but I know deep down I know what it is. It's about finances.
It ain't about the money.
I never
hear
that.
But I agree, though. If they're doing them and
right.
The crowd is at least paying attention to them, then I ain't mad at that at all.
But right.
Yeah, don't be up there with face paint, B.
Be a lost member.
Oh shit, that's what's up. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest as Rick Rubin shares his thoughts throughout 30 years of the recording business. And somebody actually put a title up there, says Rick Rubin says he doesn't like The Chronic. And that really wasn't the tone of the interview. He was just sort of giving his quips about things that he's seen in the music industry over the last 30 years. One of the first things he said was Jay-Z's 99 Problems, the second verse. He was like, this is the only verse I ever seen the first time out of all the times he's seen Jay record. This is the first time he's ever seen him write anything down. And that was the second verse of 99 Problems. And even at that, he said it took him 2 fucking seconds. You know, rest of the shit was off the top of the dome, which got to give Hov credit for that.
He was doing 55 in a 54.
Next thing Rick Rubin said is LL Cool J rocked the bells. He goes on and said, we weren't trying to prove anything. It's just what it was. It was aggressive. He was like, you know, the records were so aggressive. It didn't really have anything to do with me. It was about good music. It was about the moment. He's like, we didn't even have a master plan. We just got in there and just did it. The masterpiece that was Rock the Bells. Rick Rubin also goes on to say that Dr. Dre's Nothing But a G thing, I never really listened to The Chronic. I guess I never liked that smooth stuff. The same with Puff, who really brought R&B into it. I preferred hip-hop when it was nothing like R&B. I love the breakbeats. I love the b-boy drum style, drum machines. I never liked that slick stuff. And that gives you an idea why Rick and Russell really broke down the original Def Jam team.
Yeah.
Because Russell wanted to bring in Orange Juice Jones.
Stan Standing in the Rain.
He wanted to bring in Allison Williams.
Just Say My Name.
He just wanted to bring in the Blue Flames. I remember all those R&B groups that never really did anything on Def Jam. Russell was big for them. Now, Rick, on the other hand, wanted to bring in Public Enemy. He wanted to keep it breakbeat style. So, you know, that gives you an insight. I guess he never really, like, said the Chronicle was too smooth.
Oh,
wow.
I like that smooth shit there.
Yeah. Billy D. Colt 45.
Classic.
And he goes, and he also goes on to say that Ghetto Boy's Mind of a Lunatic, he had a deal with Geffen Records. And Geffen Records, because of that one record, Mind of a Lunatic was saying, we're not putting that shit out. We're not putting it out. Now, this is at the time of C. Dolores Tucker. Ice-T with that Body Count. Everybody was getting dropped. Niggas was losing deals left and right.
And Geffen, getting bulldozed.
Yeah, and getting bulldozed. And guess what? Geffen told Rick Rubin, you know what? You can keep the record.
And their mind was playing tricks on him.
He put it out on his own label. I promptly went out and bought the vinyl. So it's a collector's item for those of you who don't have it.
That was American, wasn't it?
Deaf American. Yes. It released independently. So no doubt. So shout out to Rick Rubin. Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Dear Empire Critics. Stop hating. You just don't get it, Swervin', Kurt G. Critics who pan the show are typically divided into two spheres. Either they're advocates of making black television respectability politics style showcase, or they want to improperly use it for critical race theory. Seeing that you have some people who want blacks in a proper light, living nice picket fences with both parents working, children getting along, no ratchet, Cosby style. And then you also have those blacks who want to try a very strategic, scholarly approach to every single aspect of the show.
Can I just relate it to like hip hop and my feelings about hip hop?
Oh, go ahead.
All right, so like on the radio, airwaves and everywhere, videos, you got all these rappers just rapping about the same dumbass shit, basically, right? Half singing, half rapping.
No doubt.
You don't get any variety, right?
I agree with that.
So the same thing with TV. You got all these black women clucking at each other and arguing and calling each other bitches and all kind of shit, right?
Basketball wise?
Right. And then you throw on Empire, which is basically the same as 50's show. It's the same shit.
Power?
Not to say that it's bad TV, but just where the fuck is the variety? And then it just gets me upset because people ride so hard and want to play that shit. Oh, at least we got black people on TV. Well, fuck that. What if they bring back Step and Fetch It? is niggas going to sit down every Tuesday night and watch that shit?
Yeah, a boss. Yo, let me tell you something.
Ain't nobody here but us chickens, boss.
We've got a problem around here.
Don't let Massa catch you. Yo, I'm going to tell you what a variety is. Netflix announced that they are going to get a black-themed African-American show, sort of like Power, sort of like Empire, but only through Netflix. So there's going to be another record label with executives and over-exaggerated niggas. You know, motherfuckers running around here with fucking gold fucking vest on and shit. You know, popping bottles and fucking sparklers and shit.
Can we get another Bernie Mac show? You know what I'm saying? I didn't even really watch that Damon Wayans show, but can we get another one of those? I mean, God.
So
damn,
you want variety. So you would like black comedy, you would like black drama, you would black science fiction. You want variety.
Variety, that's all I'm asking. And then I may sit there on Wednesday night and be like, oh, let me go ahead and watch Empire.
I watched it last Wednesday night.
So what are your thoughts on that? So here you go, Kurgy. So
I can't. I'm not going to front. This is a no-fronting show.
Okay.
I did watch it with Wifey last Wednesday, and it's not bad.
Empire got you caught up.
It's not bad. I mean, it's like, I guess I would call it like a shiny suit ratchet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not a shiny suit.
It's not the ratchet bullshit. It's a shiny suit type of ratchet.
So it's not Housewives of Atlanta ratchet.
It's not that bullshit type of ratchet.
Okay, so it's a shiny suit ratchet. So did you find the MCs on the show to be credible?
Hell to the no.
Like, I'm just saying, yo. You know, I that's what I'm saying. That's what this gets right down. How do you mean? Did you find the music executives in the show to be credible? Were they more like Puff? Did they sort of resemble Puff, or you know, or were they doing their best impression of Russell? I mean, how was they getting down? How were the music executives?
The music executives is what the hell is her name? Now I'm trying to think of her damn real name now. Taraji.
Okay.
And them.
How did they get that? Over.
They just bullshit.
Damn.
So on the one hand, you're saying it's not
like they know what they talking about, I guess.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's acting. Just like exactly. In real life.
It's true.
So they're actually on the show fronting like they really putting together $1 million deals.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's how Hov act in real life though.
You mean
no, he got real money,
but he's really putting $1 million on a deal.
No, I'm talking about the actors acting like. Are they acting like? Are they drawing the inspiration from Puff, from Russell, from Hov, maybe 50, maybe Clifford, some of the smaller moguls out there, Dre, you know, is that where they're getting their inspiration from?
Probably.
Really?
So basically, it's art imitating art.
Yeah.
Anyway, he goes on to say what both of these type of critics have failed to realize is that Daniels, the guy who's running the show, is a black gay man who's getting a chance to artistically produce an imagination and expression of society from his point of view for the whole world to see.
So I guess he's the gay son on the show, then. That must be him.
I don't know. I've never watched it.
Me, okay. I'm about to hit you with that Fred Flintstone. But why the fuck does it gotta matter that he's gay? I don't give a fuck if it's a gay
That's just the guy who wrote the article.
What does gay have to do with it?
God damn.
Either the music's good or it's not.
Right.
Who gives a shit about fucking gay?
Who the fuck cares? There's a lot of
whack,
motherfuckers
you whack,
writing
some bullshit.
Don't matter.
Shit. Elton John gay, but he made good music. What the fuck
fucking
that
Mummer's Day Parade ass niggas. I don't give a fuck. Is this shit good or not? God damn.
Well, let me tell you, 10 million people, Fox highest rated show, more people watch it, you know, than American Idol. A lot of people think it's good TV.
Commercials doing that bitch, yo, they must be charging like Super Bowl prices.
I don't know. I guess we'll see about that.
We'll see what your boy Billo got to say with his label mates at the holiday party.
Oh, that's true. No doubt, right? Funny. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. We're going to give a shout out to our boy Octavian, who got back at us about the topic of last week. And Octavian on his Twitter goes on to say that there was a lot of good commercial music out there. There's a lot of good commercial music artists out there. And because in the fairness of variety, he names the people that he's listening to. It's, you know, it's the same guys. It's Kendrick. It's J. Cole. It's Big Crit. I mean, all credible. They're not embarrassing themselves out there. I would assume he likes Drake as well. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. My question to you, young brother, is it possible that you could look at a guy or guys that are around the same age? And I always said this about Torre and Skazoo. They're probably around the same age as J. Cole and them. A couple years younger, a couple years older, who knows? But could you look at those guys and say, damn, is really the commercial niggas is really doing it? Or can you be honest with yourself, damn, yo, the underground niggas, as from my point of view, usually are better. Just due to major label constraints. Trust me when I tell you, J. Cole is probably right now at the top of his class only because, you know, his subject matter. Killer Mike is actually really doing it heavier than that, you know, right. But none of those, Killer Mike and him not getting played on black radio.
Killer Mike is old.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I'm sorry. Yeah, see, there we go again.
That nigga.
See, there we go again. Dinosaurs, please stand up. You know, fossils and shit. There we go again. No, I'm just saying every time, because it's about, to me, is it about representing guys just because they're on major labels and, you know, got backing of the industry? Or is it about looking at the art with a standard and saying, damn, yo, these guys, yo, Well, if I put Torre on their ass, who's around the same age, you know, just battle for battle, free for free, niggas are getting lit up in the commercial sphere.
Yeah, that might hurt.
I'm just being trill. And I mean, I like Crit, but I don't know if Crit is like that freestyling. Nigga, oh, there you go again. Always want to bring that freestyle, that old shit up. Niggas don't freestyle no more.
Nigga, I fucking rap for money, nigga.
Yeah,
fuck
exactly.
Yeah, but
Crit is a bad example. I only pulled him out just because he was on the brothers' list. But I'm are you repping them just because they are the top of the game? Or are you really, and I'm assuming you're really repping them because you think that they are good and that those other guys in the underground, you really just don't measure up because they can't make that radio hit or they don't have, you know, what it takes commercially, that light skin shit, you know what I mean? That Drizzy shit.
Oh, let me ask you, is Royce old?
Royce is old.
Royce is old, baby.
Royce old.
Royce the old nigga to these motherfuckers.
Yeah. Royce old. Now, I will give Octavian this. He didn't say cats out there who are fronting young, who are old, 2 Chainz type niggas. He did not say them, you know. Right. But that's always interesting to me. They get a lot of run, and them niggas old. 2 Chainz done been around for a good minute, my nigga. I know he don't want nobody to know his age.
2 Chainz don't. He got accepted.
He about to run for mayor, B. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, really? Anyway,
so he off that Kevin Powell. Better watch it.
Oh, boy.
All they going to do is his opponent throw up one video, and your career is over as a politician, B.
Yeah, it's true, because I don't know if that too many motherfuckers can be putting up with that credit card down the butt. I know that was Nelly, but I'm just saying he came awful close in a lot of his videos.
The feds, exactly.
Fresh as hell if the feds is watching. But the difference is that his shit is up front, and you know what he did. Them other politicians, yeah, their shit is straight up in the closet.
Oh, ain't no question about it.
They get busted later.
Ain't no question about it. You're on Capitol Hill and shit. You liable to find a White House staffer credit card up down the butt like a mofo. Ain't no question about it. Along with his boss. So, last topic on the Hip Hop Digest, a Georgia State professor is creating an entire course about Kanye West.
Wow.
He goes on to say the quality of work by artists like Kanye West is an understanding the connection between popular culture and poetry as essential.
Cue Gangstar just to get a rep.
Now, certainly, this professor certainly is a Kanye West fan.
Of course.
There have been other people who's obviously Tupac, who's had a course at Princeton. You can take a Tupac course. Other people have had courses, you know, I know Bun B's teaching, you know, hip hop. A couple of colleges, Ninth Wonder is an adjunct professor at his college. I mean, so you got hip hop being represented on a lot of different levels, but to say that Kanye West, because he's the apex of this pop culture, if you will, I mean, you know, I honestly like Michael Jackson songs better than Jungle Brothers songs.
I honestly like, well, if they're gonna call it pop, better than this bullshit you're making now.
No doubt. So,
if it's a pop course, it's all good.
Well, I mean, he said he's aware of the criticism and the critiques that are going to come his way. And he said, you know, and basically because people, the first guy who commented about this was like, Kanye's an asshole. Do I get an A? You know,
oh, damn.
I mean, he just roasted the cat. I don't know if Kanye West's work, other than just looking at his ability to stay in the pop fray. And that is a coordinated situation from who his wifey is or who he got pregnant. The whole thing, all that's coordinated, you know, and he got role models for that. But I won't say their names.
I just hope we don't go out like Bruce Jenner, though.
Hey, B. Hey. Hey.
Just saying.
Hey.
B, that's reality, huh?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Kurt G, albums of the week.
All right, this week we got Grap Lover and Black Spade, Grap Lover and Black Spade EP. And for my brother back here, Sadat X, Never Left, there's a short story on that. Let me get the instrumental in, it's Taj Mahal, Starving in the Room. And on that, Sadat X never left. I think it was last week?
Yeah, it was last week.
Yeah, last week I came in here and my brother back here was telling me that he was talking to JC, and JC said his man down at Black Star was saying that Sadat X is official. And he was saying, what did you say back there, my brother?
I said, I can't trust Sadat X. That Wild Cowboys is whack.
Wild Cowboys. And I was like, yo, that's Sadat X.
Wild Cowboys is whack. Black October was whack. I just don't trust Sadat X. So it's funny you said that, because I did say that and I own up to it. This morning, I got about 4 texts talking about that Sadat X is official.
Yeah, I got those texts too.
He
sent me the same text.
So he's
happy with that Sadat X.
So I'm happy for Sadat X, though, no doubt.
We talking about our boy JC.
No doubt.
Those damn texts.
Brick City, stand up.
Jersey in the house,
no doubt. So that's it. That's all.
That's it. That's all.
Bye.
See y'all next week.
One.
Peace.
On some fresh shit. Rebel forces, the power of 100 horses. Remain focused.
Who said living free doesn't come with a fee? I got a dollar in a dream and some shit that you need to see. So take a peek into my world, yo, it's bleak, but out of your reach. So figure out your focus before you are obsolete. Yo, define a prophecy without reading the Odyssey. That's not happening like you thinking you winning the lottery. There's a whole lot of poverty as well as a whole lot of liquor store robberies. Now count the cattle in your cavalry. If you got more cowboys with guns than guts, yo, then you might be fucked. Rappers come a dime a dozen, well, I'm a diamond in the rough. Catch me styling in the cut, you know your boy be coming up. Always on the up and up, so turn my fucking music up. People eat it up like they can never get enough. If paying dues ain't adding up, it might be time to pack it up. Only thing I'm packing up, it be the club when I erupt. People do it for the love, while others do it for the buck. We do it cause we don't like if that wasn't enough.
I get it while the getting's going good as it should be. I also get it when the getting's gone in a cool breeze. I take it how I want and never use my words loosely. Epitome of academic riding on a cool beat. I get it while the getting's going good as it should be. I also get it when the getting's gone in a cool breeze. I take it how I want and never use my words loosely. Epitome of academic riding on a cool beat. I'm collecting accolades, the quickest rat in the race. I'm rather savage with taste, the blunt force to the face. Getting baked to perfection, deception I've never dealt in. I'm stand up and honest like Abe Lincoln on Chronic. A prophet preaching poems, getting it going with an upper hand. That's trumping off me, slumping, sucking, slouching, one more ramen and kicking it with the realest husky radio and cola clan. Doing this for those that get high and they understand. An open mind is more than fine, but better beware deception. As shiny as it looks, fool's gold is a weapon. And following its trail pales in comparison. To keep it only genuine, locked in your garrison. I get it while the getting's going good as it should be. I also get it when the getting's gone in a cool breeze. I take it how I want and never use my words loosely. Epitome of academic riding on a cool. I get it while the getting's going good as it should be. Also get it when the getting's gone in a cool breeze. I take it how I want and never use my words loosely. Epitome of academic riding on a cool beat.
The pseudo-intellectual, I'll shoot the message, wreck the flow. Conduit is electrical, not shocking, you're the next to go. One first to come and last to leave, designer of a dynasty. Not looking for your loyalty, I live my life for finer things. I'm finally united with the rhythm and the writing. My ambition is the driving force behind the rhymes of more than you'd expect. From here to Budapest, my crew perfects the art form. True to roots and hardcore, power of a star storm. Gravity was relevant, a tetra elementalist. My control the hypnotist, my dominance is imminent. The laws of physics get into this, these properties distributed to most of my constituents were doper than barbiturates.
Flex on suppression.
Rebel forces, the power of 100 horses.
Remain focused.
Most rap cats don't know where it started.
I get it while the getting's going good as it should be. Also get it when the getting's gone in a cool breeze. I take it how I want and never use my words loosely. Epitome of academic riding on a cool beat.
Thank you. Let me begin.
Yeah.
Thank you. My name Black Spade. Rap lover on the beat. Yeah.
Sounds and words originate up in the soul.
It's a feeling,
Sounds and words originate up in the soul.
We proceed to elevate, we'll never set real.
Sounds and words originate up in the soul.
We proceed to elevate, you know how we do.
Sounds and words originate up in the soul.
We proceed to elevate,
What up, rap?
Sounds and words originate up
And with these words, may they find you in very high spirits. May they trigger motivation for whoever gon' hear it. It's the truth, transcribed through music in the form of a lyric, man. Didn't think that rap would make it this far. I'd be damned if I spit for a chain and car. A guru on the low amongst a gang of stars. I do my thing, may not be a gang of bars, but I'm relevant. Why it be taking yours? Never asking for much of something so absurd. Let my pen paint the picture worth a thousand words. And life can shit on you like a thousand birds. Then you ask, yo God, where the raincoat's at? That shit, I can't make lemonade with that. But I hustle, a man who wore many of hats. Sacrifice, a man who passed up plenty of cat. But I never flip out, stay on the pace that's steady. Even if the heads still ain't ready.
Sounds and words originally up in the soul.
Proceed to elevate.
Sounds and words originally up in the soul.
Proceed to elevate. You know how we do.
Sounds and words originally up in the soul.
Proceed to elevate.
Yo, and yo, perfection is the enemy of greatness. That's why I live this music, my son, cause I don't have kids. Nate Sager say, you never do what Netley did. Maybe you're right, even that man had his own fights. But it seems these haters wanna see me frown. Build them up, they say, so we can buck them down. Not a wrangling bow, but you can get clown. Be the first one to talk, but never crafted a sound. Make you a believer, you were hating, but now you giving a pound. And with this art I breathe, it be the task of life. And so this traveling man, keep a Samsonite. All dark everything, but I see the light. All black everything, but the future look bright. All dark everything, but I see the light. All black everything, but the future look bright.
Yeah.
Perfection is, yeah.
Sounds and words originally up in the soul.
We proceed to elevate. Well, lyrics that's real.
Sounds and words originally up in the soul.
We proceed to elevate. You know how we do.
Sounds and words originally up in the soul.
We proceed to elevate.
Perfection. Sounds and words originally up in the soul.
Get a taste of the mace that you thought was lost.
Sparks, what up?
Light up a blunt for my niggas who are bidding. Hustlers who love flipping. Just pour a cup for my niggas that's not living. We stuck in these streets, sometimes it's a life sentence. Some make it to the end and some like us get finished. Light up a blunt for my niggas who are bidding. Hustlers who love flipping. Just pour a cup for my niggas that's not living. We stuck in these streets, sometimes it's a life sentence. Some make it to the end and some niggas get finished.
I don't play games. Fuck the gimmicks. Real recognize real, so let's get it. I've been raw ever since exquisite. Getting money with two commas between them digits. Locked in the whole cycle with no visits. You know the album hot, just from the snippets. That's from the bloggers and the media critics. When your album dropped, all we heard was the crickets. Middle fingers to the haters, money over bitches. My niggas loyal over here, none of us are snitches. Don't get beat the fuck up, needed more than stitches. We bout that grind, we just handling the business. Got them all amazed, flashing and taking pictures. Saying my lines, read it back like descriptions. Burning wild weed, you would think we hipsters. Lounging on the beach, feet up, chilling with my sisters.
My niggas who are bidding, hustlers who love flipping. Just pour a cup for my niggas that's not living. We stuck in these streets, sometimes it's a life sentence. Some make it to the end and some niggas get finished. My niggas who are bidding, hustlers who love flipping. Just pour a cup for my niggas that's not living. We stuck in these streets, sometimes it's a life sentence. Some make it to the end and some niggas get finished.
You're chasing a dream, keep sleeping on me. Open your eyes, there's something to see. You're not a boss, you're no kin to me. You're no competition, not a nice enemy. Life's a gamble, I got the dice in my hands. Quiet nigga, what I look like taking the stands? In court, but at the games, ears touching wood. 4, 5, 6, head cracking, it's all good. Good to know, you know it ain't good for you. Roast you like this Dutch and watch me slow cook you. Oh look, you done slipped up and lost your cool. Flip your lips, talk too much, who's a damn fool? Who knew this would turn into this? This is sick, this shit is so magnificent. Compliments of soul slices with sour on the mix. This a hit, smell of shit, yeah, I always got it lit.
Light up a blunt for my niggas who are bidding, hustlers who love flipping. Just pour a cup for my niggas that's not living. We stuck in these streets, sometimes it's a life sentence. Some make it to the end and some like us get finished. Light up a blunt for my niggas who are bidding, hustlers who love flipping. Just pour a cup for my niggas that's not living. Stuck in these streets, sometimes it's a life sentence. Some make it to the end and some niggas get finished.
Sparking 10, soul slices. Exit started at 1.5. Yeah.
Yourself, do you have a game plan? Are you in
situation. TAX is kind of plexed. If I have to rock a mic, then yo, I got to get my specs. Claiming my title and rank is vital, and frankly, G, I'm strictly D for my banks. Thanks for the props I get, I got to give a lot back. Black and keep it swinging like an axe, cause I still roll fat, not to dope, cause I know enough to keep my head up. I kept it locked thus far for my bread, y'all. So what up, kid? About the skills I never fronted. Tax free, kicking man, silly verses for the Philly blunted. I got a band with a pad and a script, though, yo. I eject and inject ill clips when I reject kids' skills and shit. Young brothers can't handle it. Murph is the man for this mailing. Pits from a peach or like seeds from an apple. Got more flavor than a trunk full of scrabble. I dabbled in scrabble, got hip and then I baffled. Brothers on the list, rolled the dick after a battle and I'm
what up? Black, what up, but keep walking. What up? Black, what up, but keep walking.
What up?
Black, what up, but keep walking.
What up?
Black, what up, but keep walking.
Down with the vibes, but it doesn't mean I'm tribal. Liable to get vital, so just treat me like the Bible. Word is poor, cause alone, when I be raining like a storm. A lake of my salon for giving props when I box rhymes. I get mine, you'll get yours, look at theirs. I don't care when we in there. Yeah, flows I throw will go up inside your head. Shit is complicated, overrated, what one said. Now kids get killed over dumb shit. Run for smoke, a sucker like a spliff, and then I split me. I'm into the news about the cruise with the buzz. Wishing I was hitting the kick, and so I'm up for the young bloods.
What up?
Black, what up, now keep walking.
What up?
Black, what up, but keep walking.
What up?
Black, what up, but keep walking.
What up?
Black, what up, now keep walking.
Check this, methodic rhyme scheme. I deem reflective of my wisdom, seen as something that I'm not, cannot accept. And with the schism of the thought that I brought, I took something back from the black folks. I think of all the smoking when it clears you, I'll be in here for years to come. I read my books about the crooks and separated facts from scum. Damn, I hate it, man, the whole shitty outlook of the city is grim. Can't beat the scam, chance is too slim. My man frustration's building up, the nation's fed up. Ain't no time to be letting up. Getting up and standing up and staying in control. Fulfill your big kids while I roll with soul. Drew up a hit list for the police and their politics. And the magicians, Vic and Wallets, made some great politicians. Stopping up society like gravy. Shake a few hands and kiss some more black babies.